And welcome back to the What's Up Radio program. This segment isn't for everybody, but it could be. This segment is for some, and it may be for yours. What if you need a hip replacement, but you don't have insurance? What if you need a knee replaced, but you don't have health insurance? Or some other very expensive procedure, but you don't have health insurance? Where can you have your, as an example, your hip replaced, knee replaced, elbow, whatever? Where can you go to get this procedure done safely, efficiently, for a whole lot less money than you'd pay at the Texas Medical Center, that's for sure? Joining us now to give us some insight on medical tourism, healthcare free trade, is the senior fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Devon Herrick. Dr. Herrick, welcome again to the What's Up Radio program.
Well, thanks, Terry, for having me.
Now, you're a PhD doctor, not an MD doctor.
That is correct.
I want to make sure our listeners understood that I may be referring to you as Dr. Herrick, but as a PhD doctor. What is this? Am I far-fetched to think that if I needed my hip replaced and it's a $50,000-$75,000, that it would be just as good, just as safe, but a whole heck of a lot less expensive if I went to Singapore or Peru or some other foreign country as a medical tourist?
Oh, absolutely. As you mentioned, a hip replacement or hip resurfacing, that could easily cost you anywhere from $40,000, $50,000, even $60,000, $70,000, especially if you're an uninsured patient who doesn't get access to those negotiated discounts. But there are Joint Commission internationally accredited hospitals abroad, especially in places like Thailand and India, have prices that are much lower and that have quality that is similar to what you would find in other international hospitals such as Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic.
So how is it that this works, though? Do I have to call a hospital? Do I have to find a hospital, say, in India or New Delhi or Singapore? Do I have to do all that groundwork? Or are there really companies nowadays that specialize in medical tourism and they do everything from booking the taxi to pick you up to take you to your local airline to flying you there to whatever?
Well, a lot of these hospitals are internationally known, and they are trying to reach out and create, brand loyalty or brand awareness. But you're right that typically the average customer would, the average patient would have an intermediary. We call them medical travel firms or medical tourist firms. And the way these work, they're like specialized travel agencies. In fact, in many cases, they actually have doctors and, like medical directors and nurses on staff to ascertain whether or not that you're a good candidate to travel abroad, because some people aren't.
Like if you have, you need a triple bypass, you may not want to get on a plane and fly for 20 hours, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And in some cases, you might be a great candidate if you need a bypass, but some patients really aren't, and of course any reputable intermediary is trying to figure out which ones will be the good, satisfied customers. They don't want all the bad publicity of someone dying en route. Neither does the airline.
That's right. They don't want to miss old Steve. No, I'm only just kidding there. Why should one of our listeners, let me rephrase that, why would one of our listeners want to consider being a medical tourist and going overseas for a medical procedure? Is it just for the uninsured, or are some insurance companies now approving medical tourism because it even saves the insurance company money?
Well, that's a good question, because this is just right now become an emerging trend. And I think you'll see much more evidence of this probably in 2009, maybe into 2010. Right now, we mostly have anecdotal cases where a patient wanted to travel abroad and asked their insurance company permission to do so to substantially lower their cost sharing. And we're getting some examples of companies that have approved this, typically on a case-by-case basis. But there's a lot of employer health plans. There's a lot of insurance companies that are quietly watching this trend very closely because, you know, they want someone else to be the early adopters and iron out all the bugs so then they can jump in and do it. I think in the next several years it might be increasingly common for your insurance company to say, oh, by the way, for those people that agree to go to a Joint Commission internationally accredited facility with, you know, very high quality and oftentimes American trained physicians, that we will, you know, cut your cost sharing to zero. In fact, we might even give you a cut of the savings.
My. So if I need to have a hip replaced at, I'm just going to say $50,000, and I got a high deductible of $5,000 or $10,000, I might be able to go to my insurance company and say, hey, if I go to, as an example, India, and I can do that for a total of, do you think I could save as much as 80 or 90%?
In some cases, you will save as much as 80%. Now, of course, airfare has gone up lately, so to be on the safe side, let's say 70 or 75.
Okay, so instead of spending $50,000, a 70% savings would be to $15,000, but that $15,000 would include airfare from Houston to there, accommodations at a 4-star hotel. Now, they're not going to put you up for 2 weeks if your surgery's a 2-day event in the hospital one day. They do it the next morning, you're out the next day. You're not going to get 7 free days of staying at that 4-star hotel, but you might be able to go over there and pay a little extra out of your pocket. But for $15,000 as an example for a hip replacement to go overseas as opposed to $50,000, I might be able to call my insurance company and negotiate a savings even on my deductible, because why would I want to pay my $5,000 deductible and let the insurance company save 70% when I might be able to split it with them, right?
Well, yeah, oh, absolutely. I think everyone agrees that you will never get patients or enrollees to go abroad merely to save the insurance company money. You will have to give them some type of financial incentive. But you know, you should imagine a lot of people think they have really great insurance, and they do by traditional standards. But if your insurance is, say, $1,000 deductible, and if your copayment is, you know, 20%, let's say you need a hip replacement or you need a heart bypass, well, you know, you could get up into some very serious cost sharing even if you have coverage. So you can see how if maybe instead of paying $10,000 out of your pocket for cost sharing, and instead maybe the insurance company agreeing to waive cost sharing and maybe even giving you $5,000 to cover incidental costs would be a tremendous, you know, blessing if you are really worried about, I don't want to go into debt $10,000 or more because I need this procedure, even though I'm covered by insurance.
Medical tourism, healthcare free trade. We're discussing this with Dr. Devin Herrick. He is a PhD doctor, not a medical doctor. He can be found at ncpa.org. He's one of the senior fellows at the National Center for Policy Analysis. Devon, in wrapping up here, should the consumer as well as the company that is paying the insurance plus the insurance company themselves, should they all look into this medical tourism as a way to bring down, to control the escalating costs and to bring down the cost of health care in America?
Well, I think so, because think about this. It's the same as global competition on healthcare. It's like healthcare free trade. If you can get a competitive advantage and give your workers a better deal by offering them this option, well, you know, why wouldn't you let your workers decide what's best for them? It's their money in the long run. They're the ones who are paying for the premiums through reduced wages or the ones that are paying direct contributions, they should be allowed to decide whether they want to go to a high-quality facility abroad to save a lot of money or whether they would just prefer to be at the community hospital down the street from their home.
Give the consumer the option. Again, friends, for more on this and other issues, log on to www.ncpa.org, National Center for Policy Analysis. Our guest has been Dr. Devon Herrick. Dr. Devon, thanks for being such a great guest, and keep on cranking out those great reports.
Well, thanks, Terry, for having me.